Good evening, everyone. My name is Bill Quinlan. I'm the president of Eversource New Hampshire.
Bill, can you wait a minute? I should have done this before. I am going to ask that everybody please be courteous during the course of this meeting. New Hampshire has a reputation for courteous participation at public meetings like this. Everybody who wishes to make a statement will likely get the chance unless we go way too late. Yelling out from the audience will neither be recorded nor will it be considered by the Site Evaluation Committee. So I ask you all, please, to be courteous. I know you will. Thank you.
Okay. As I was saying, I'm Bill Quinlan, president of Eversource New Hampshire. Do want to thank you all for being here tonight. We've, as Attorney Iacopino mentioned, had several public information sessions a few months ago, and we're in the midst of our next round. The input we're getting from many of the folks here and others has been very helpful to us as we've designed our project and in basically shaping the project, we've moved into the siting process. So these remain important. We're continuing to listen as we move through this important process. What we're going to do here is we're going to use a video to kind of remind you what Northern Pass is all about. I'm going to spend a few minutes talking about Coos County and what this project means to this county in particular. And then probably most importantly, we're going to take your questions and answer them to the best of our ability. So first, a quick video on Northern Pass.
The energy landscape in New Hampshire and New England is shifting. With the retirement of power plants, the pool we draw our energy from is getting smaller. The regional energy supply that New Hampshire draws from is also becoming less diverse and more subject to price volatility and reliability risks. Northern Pass will bring 1,090 megawatts of clean, reliable energy from Hydro-Québec's world-class hydroelectric plants in Canada into New Hampshire and onto the New England power grid. This is enough renewable electricity to power 1 million homes. In the improved route, the transmission line would cross from Canada into New Hampshire in Pittsburgh and extend approximately 192 miles to Deerfield in New Hampshire. In total, more than 80% of the entire line would be built on existing transmission line corridors or underground along public roadways. The remaining portion would be constructed on land the project has leased. On the overhead portions of the route, we have modified our design so that structure heights and corridor width are reduced where practical to avoid potential visual impacts. Northern Pass will begin in Coos County with a high voltage, direct current, or DC line that will run along a new right-of-way through the towns of Pittsburgh, Clarksville, Stewartstown, Dixville, Millsfield, and Dummer. Two sections of this segment, totaling nearly 8 miles, will be underground along public roadways, and more than 24 miles will be located on working forest land that is already subject to routine timber harvesting. Each underground section will include two transition stations, which are stations where the line transitions from overhead to underground at one station, and back to overhead at the next station, for a total of four. One in Pittsburgh, two in Clarksville, and one in Stewartstown. From the end of the new right-of-way in Dummer, the line will continue through Stark, Northumberland, Lancaster, Whitefield, to Dalton, along an existing right-of-way where transmission lines stand today. The line will enter Grafton County in the town of Bethlehem, transition underground and proceed through Sugar Hill, Franconia, Easton, Woodstock, Thornton, Campton, and Plymouth, transitioning back to overhead in Bridgewater and continuing through Ashland, along an existing right-of-way where transmission lines stand today. 52 miles of the route within Grafton County is entirely underground through the areas in and around the White Mountain National Forest, the Appalachian Trail, and the Franconia Notch area. This requires one transition station in Bethlehem and another in Bridgewater, where the line returns overhead and rejoins an existing transmission corridor. The line is located in only one town in Belknap County, the town of New Hampton. The line then re-enters Grafton County in Bridgewater and continues through Bristol before entering Merrimack County in the town of Hill It then proceeds to Franklin, where the line will enter a proposed new converter station. From there, the line will switch to alternating current, or AC, and will travel through the towns of Northfield, Canterbury, Concord, Pembroke, and Allenstown. Finally, the line would enter the Rockingham County town of Deerfield, where it would connect with the New England power grid at the substation on Kate Road. In addition, there are plans to modify or replace 10 structures in the towns of Deerfield, Raymond, and Chester, between the Deerfield substation and the Scobie Pond substation in Londonderry, New Hampshire. Both substations will also be modified. By providing access to this new source of reliable, renewable energy, the Northern Pass will help meet the region's increasing demand for power, while also substantially decreasing carbon dioxide emissions. In addition, the Northern Pass is expected to bring many other benefits specifically to New Hampshire. The project is expected to lower energy costs by up to $80 million a year for New Hampshire businesses and residential customers. In addition, the Northern Pass project will result in an estimated $30 million annually in local property tax revenues for communities along the route and create 2,600 jobs during construction. Our Forward New Hampshire plan goes a long way in helping New Hampshire's communities, and we look forward to further discussions with those communities along the route. The Forward New Hampshire Fund will receive and allocate $200 million over a 20-year period for projects associated with community betterment, clean energy innovation, tourism, and economic development. The plan, which includes benefits unique to New Hampshire totaling $3.8 billion, will not only help lower energy costs, but also increase the state's gross domestic product, unlock small-scale renewable energy sources, and set aside 5,000 acres in the North Country for recreational activities, economic development, and natural resource preservation. We all depend on electricity. The proposed Northern Pass transmission will help ensure the electric system meets New Hampshire's and the region's energy needs for many years to come. For more information or questions, visit our website at northernpass.us or call 1-800-286-7305.
Okay, now just drilling down into Coos County for a few minutes. First, from a route perspective, this is really depicting what's going on in this county. As the video showed, in essence, you have a project in Canada that delivers power to the border in Pittsburgh. Okay, so Northern Pass picks up in Pittsburgh, and then ultimately runs to Deerfield. So, as you'll probably recall, if you've been following the project, a couple of years ago, we moved the project from the western part of the state over to the eastern part of the state. One of the reasons we wanted to do that was we can go from Dixfield down to Dummer in one continuous piece of property. That's the 24 miles of working forest, okay? So that's this area down to here. So we've essentially got 16 miles of new right-of-way in this entire project. The dashed portion of this is underground. So through Clarksville and much of Stewartstown, underground. So the overhead portions of new right-of-way are in Pittsburgh and then in these areas. These red ovals are depicting areas of particular interest from a visual impact perspective. So that in those areas, we've determined that we're going to go with a more streamlined structure design. And that's intended to minimize visual impacts. So we've identified many of those here in Coos County. In fact, over 100 different structures, we've made the decision that we're going to use monopole structures here in this county. A few other points of reference, the average or the most common structure height throughout this portion of the route is around 85 feet. Once you get to this point, you're in existing right-of-way. So this entire quadrant down through Whitefield, there's an existing transmission right-of-way, an existing transmission line, and we're essentially going to run Northern Pass in parallel with what's referred to now as the Coos Loop or the Northern Loop. So this is all existing, and we're running the two lines in parallel. I'm going to come back to the Coos Loop later because one of the things that we're going to do as part of this project is upgrade the capacity of that loop, and I'll explain why that's important to New Hampshire. So 40 miles from Pittsburgh down to Dummer are new, much of it in a working forest, 24 of it, 8 of it underground, and then 8 miles of new overhead right-of-way. Okay? When Department of Energy took a look at the visual impact, and I know that is a significant issue, what are the scenic impacts, what are the visual impacts of this project, and as Attorney Iacopino mentioned, there's a process going on where the Department of Energy is the lead federal permitting agency. So when they did their environmental impact statement, which is now available in draft form, this was their conclusion when they looked at Northern Pass in its totality, which is that it would essentially have a moderate impact from a visual or a scenic perspective. Now, that was a determination they made before we committed to an additional 52 miles of underground construction in the White Mountain National Forest. So, you know, our view is when they ultimately do their final review, their assessment of this will be lower still. Now, we do recognize that, you know, that's one perspective. We've heard consistently in New Hampshire that we need to do more to address scenic impact, visual impacts. These are some of the other techniques that we're using to locally address visual impacts. I mentioned streamlined structures so they blend more naturally into the landscape. There are things we could do with material construction, heights, location, colors. These are all techniques that are available to us locally, and we intend to use them all as we move through this design and engineering phase. And we understand that we need to continue to work on this very important issue. Input from municipalities, landowners, local communities, terribly important in us doing that work well. Here's an example. I just want to show you a visual simulation. So as part of this process and as part of our application, we've had a series of visual simulations performed from areas of particular import, in this case, Weeks State Park. And we have a visual simulation expert who looks at the existing conditions, which is what you see here, and then compares it to what it will look like if Northern Pass is built the way we're currently proposing. And what it allows us to do, first, it allows us to answer the question that everyone asks, what is this going to look like? I need to be able to visualize it. We have an expert in the field who's preparing this. This is, in essence, his work. So we can answer those questions. What is it going to look like? It also helps us as we think through the final design and engineering. You know, are there things that we can do to reduce visual impacts? This is Weeks State Park. It's in Lancaster. You're probably familiar with this east overlook, which has been identified for us as an important viewscape. This is from a distance of, in some cases, as close as a mile, and in other cases, over 2 miles, okay? This is the existing transmission corridor right here. It's where the COAS loop passes today. So there's an existing right-of-way and existing transmission line. Again, this is from a distance of about a mile, okay? So this is as existing, okay? If we place Northern Pass and simulated what it would look like, that's what our experts are telling us it will look like from this critical viewscape. Now, this is just one of dozens of viewscapes that we've had prepared. Again, the goal being, to allow us to answer your questions as to what does it look like and for us to refine our design, okay? So there's several dozen of these available in our application. Some of them are here in the open house. If you have a particular view that you're interested in visualizing, this is a helpful tool in doing so. Again, this is the work of an expert. This is not something the company does, okay? But it's terribly important work.
Okay, go ahead, Bill. Please be courteous. You don't need to yell out from the audience.
So view impact, we understand. We understand that's an area of continued focus. We're going to continue to work on it, hopefully right on through the construction phase. It's something that ultimately, you know, we do at a local level structure by structure, community by community, view by view. That's how we refine our design. What else does this project mean to Coos County? If you look at this from a tax perspective, obviously it's a significant infrastructure project. It's approximately $1.6 billion in total, generates approximately $30 million a year in tax revenue for the state of New Hampshire. You know, a good percentage of that resides here in Coos County, somewhere between $3 and $6 million a year. The reason for the range is that, you know, we haven't finalized our design. We don't know the true cost today on a town-by-town basis, so we've prepared a range. As we finalize our design and engineering in the coming weeks, this range will narrow. I will tell you, we're likely to be closer to the middle to upper portion of this range based upon where we are today. This is how it breaks down along the towns and municipalities here in Coos County. You'll see for some of these municipalities, it's a very significant addition to the tax rolls. Okay. Beyond tax benefits view impacts, you know, the other question I've gotten repeatedly since I've been involved in the project is, what does this project mean to New Hampshire? What does it mean to Coos County? Where are the benefits? Isn't this project all about getting power to southern New England? You know, that's something that I hear repeatedly. We've prepared, you've probably heard of it, the Ford New Hampshire plan to not only capture where the New Hampshire benefits are associated with the project, but also it's a framework within which we've added benefits. And I'm just going to touch upon some of those that pertain to Coos County. Obviously, and lower energy costs, critically important to residents, residential customers, businesses, statewide, and for that matter, across New England. One of the big selling points for Northern Pass has a very dramatic impact on stabilizing energy costs and lowering them. Okay? That's also true with taxes. I've talked about taxes. The video mentioned the Ford New Hampshire Fund. This is a commitment we've made, sizable in my view, which is a $200 million commitment to a fund that we intend to invest locally, exclusively in communities along the route. We're going to put a particular focus on the North Country and here in Coos County. So, you know, that's something we identified when we rolled out this concept. We're firmly committed to doing that. We've got four focus areas, and community input has been already important in determining what are the initiatives we're going to try to fund through this. These investments are at a community level and really are intended to make a difference in the communities hosting the line. So that's an example of a benefit we've added that has a particular relevance here in Coos County. Another one I'll touch upon, jobs. When we introduced the Ford New Hampshire approach and plan, we also made a New Hampshire First commitment. And we are imposing that on all of our major contractors. So while we are lining up national firms to do some of the work, the engineering, the general contracting, et cetera, the commitment we've made to New Hampshire, and it's particularly relevant here in the North Country, is to the extent possible, we're going to source all of the work associated with this project locally in the state of New Hampshire, whether it's electrical workers who are installing the line or other construction trades who are supporting the building of the facility, whether it's, you know, clearing roads, delivering gravel, you name it, we're going to source it locally. And we're going to impose that commitment on all of our contractors in this regard. As we've started to vet this here in the North Country, I think this is an area where we're going to rely very heavily on local labor, local resources. There's a lot of talent, a lot of capability in this region, so we expect to be able to deliver some very significant benefits to contractors and others here in the North Country. Okay? Another thing that's particular to North Country, announced a while ago, it's now up and running, is a North Country Job Creation Fund. You know, these are funds that we've committed. There's established a board here in the North Country that is independent from our company, and they're going to manage that fund and fund initiatives here in the North Country to stimulate the economy and create jobs. They've already had some very good success in 2015. Look forward to more in 2016. I'm not going to dwell on the environmental benefits. But before I go there, you know, the video did mention $3.8 billion. When you do the math on these economic benefits across New Hampshire, it's approximately $4 billion worth of economic benefits. Direct economic benefits that will reside here in New Hampshire. So that's the answer to the question, what's in it for New Hampshire? $4 billion of economic benefits. These are the environmental benefits which aren't quantified up above. Obviously, a significant reduction in greenhouse gases and carbon emissions. Here in the North Country, we've made a commitment to use 5,000 acres of properties that we own and put them to mixed uses here in the North Country, in part economic development, perhaps some preservation, some recreational, but we're going to look to folks here in Coos County to decide how best to use those properties. And right now we're envisioning a mixed use where these lands aren't simply being preserved, but they're being used for purposes that are important to the county. This last one is the one I alluded to earlier, which is the Coos Loop upgrade. You know, for decades, we've had an issue with a transmission system that is basically at capacity. It was built long ago, hasn't been upgraded significantly in a couple of decades, and more renewable generators, whether it's wind power, biomass facilities, hydropower, has been tied into that so-called Coos Loop to the point where that transmission infrastructure is at capacity. On any given day, under certain system conditions, some of that generation cannot run because the loop is inadequate. It can't carry all that capacity to market, which is unfortunate. You know, we've got a lot of great renewable energy potential here in the North Country, and it's being constrained by the transmission system. You know, because we're running parallel to the Coos Loop in that area that I identified earlier, we are going to use this as an opportunity to upgrade the loop and basically unlock a lot of that potential. I know that's important to many here in Coos County. I think it obviously helps us as a state reach our clean energy goals. It also is important to, you know, our existing biomass plants. If you look, I heard reference earlier to the Burgess biomass plant. That's a plant that has been built. It's operational. You want it to run just as much as it can. It's an important economic driver here in the North Country. We intend to unlock it so that transmission is not constraining that power from getting to market, okay? And the same is true with hydro plants and wind power opportunities here in the North Country. So that's another specific area. We haven't quantified what the economic benefit of that is to the North Country. So these numbers here, when I say $4 billion, they're probably on the conservative side. We're doing a lot locally that's going to drive not only Coos County benefits, but benefits to New Hampshire and the rest of New England. Okay? So with that brief overview, hopefully you have a little better perspective on this project around Coos County, what it means, and we look forward to your questions. So thank you.
Well, there's a lot of them, so I'm not sure we'll be looking forward to them by the time we get to the end.